Hello there. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Lent, and we're going to look at the Mass readings for this particular day. A lot of times on the program, I like to focus on the gospel, but you're going to notice a couple of times this week that I'm going to focus instead on the first reading from Daily Mass, because the first readings in certain cases are just so powerful. Now, today's one of them. It's relatively short. It's just two verses, but I think it's a great message, especially as we go through this Lenten season. And as we listen to God speak, right now, when we read Scripture, essentially God speaks to us. And the message today is that God's Word will have some sort of an effect. It will do something, not necessarily on you or me, but the intent is that when we hear God speak to us through sacred Scripture, that we respond in some way. And again, we have free will. We don't have to respond. We could just say, oh, that sounds good, or shut it out and not do anything. But the intent is that God gives us His Word. He speaks to us through Scripture, through the teachings of the Church, and He expects us to do something, to respond in some way. Now, if you don't, somebody will. If I don't, somebody still will. So let's look at, so the point is, when God speaks, it's going to have an effect. Something will happen. And of course, we can look at ultimately the Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God. Jesus became flesh, and He had a tremendous effect because He opened the gates of heaven for you and I through His crucifixion, death, and resurrection. But today, let's just focus on God speaking to us through Scripture, God's written Word, and what happens. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow came down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Now, again, when we look at Jesus, the Word of God, God's Son, He did His job. He came to earth and accomplished what He needed to accomplish, no doubt about it. However, when we look at God's Word spoken to us in Scripture, this is going to have an effect. We just heard Him speak to us in Scripture. This will not go unheeded by someone. So someone is going to hear this Word of God and respond. Hopefully it'll be you and I. And we'll realize that when we hear not just the reading we listen to today, but subsequent readings as we go through this show throughout Lent, I'm going to highlight some Scripture every day. What effect will it have on our lives? There's always something we can get from these readings. Again, the first thing is to listen to God speak, to somehow, with the help of the Holy Spirit, apply the reading to our lives, because every piece, every word of sacred Scripture has some relevance to you and I. And then make a decision. What am I going to do? Not just say, yeah, that's a good point God makes, but what am I going to do to respond to what God just told me? And you know, there can be a dialogue there. It's a good idea to have a dialogue with the Lord. Okay, Lord, You told me today that Your Word will have some effect. You don't speak not expecting to have some effect. You just spoke that to me. What would You like me to do? What kind of resolution can I make based on today's reading? How about this? Throughout Lent, every time I hear Scripture proclaimed at Mass, or I read it myself, or maybe on this program, I'm going to respond in some way to You. Make that resolution as you go through Lent. Maybe you're already doing that. That's fantastic. But maybe during Lent, you want to make that resolution. From now on, when God speaks to me through Scripture, I'm going to respond in some way with some sort of a concrete action. It's definitely something to think about. I want to thank you for joining me on the program today. I look forward to being back with you once again tomorrow. Thanks again. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.